Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, haven't made an audio for a while. This teaching's on my heart. It's something I overheard. Let's talk about this. Vanity of the rich and famous, and you and I. Yeah, let me read a scripture verse to you. Psalm 144:4. Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that pass away. Yeah, you know, this came to my heart and my mind when I overheard someone talking about a rich and famous Hollywood person who recently died. And they were talking about how this person spent their last day not flying on a jet, not visiting all the properties they own, not getting accolades from the people, not at the bank counting all their money, not walking around their mansions, one of their mansions. No, it said that this person spent his last days on his swing in his backyard with his wife, watching the sun go down. And it got me to thinking, the vanity of man, rich and famous, regular or poor, it's all the same. Let me read to you Ecclesiastes 1:14. Solomon said, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. You know, this really spoke to my heart. This man spent his life being famous, being popular, becoming wealthy, working in the Hollywood circles. And on the last day of his life, I hope he reached out to God and repented. He must have realized all that material stuff, all that fame, all of that is vanity and a waste and foolishness. And he just sat and watched God's son that he created go down on his very last day. How sad if he didn't repent and come to the knowledge of Christ, ask for forgiveness and be born again because of what Christ has done. How about you? Vanity. What are you living for? Your own lust? Your bank account? Your hobbies? Hunting, fishing, politics? Your marriage or your children? That's vanity as well. Really makes you think. Let me read another verse to you. Ecclesiastes 2:11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of the spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Yeah, that's what this rich, famous Hollywood guy was thinking, I'm sure, as he saw the sun going down. Can't take any of it with me. It all went so fast. It all seemed so vain and foolish and empty at the end of your life to waste your existence that God gave you on such foolishness. You know, it doesn't matter if you're rich and famous or just a regular person or you're a poor, drunk person in a gutter. Life is vanity. It's vain. It's fleeting. James says we're just a vapor. Everything we do in this life leaves us. But let me give you the hope and the answer. Jesus said in John 6:40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which believeth the Son, everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Hey, there's the part right there that's not vanity. There's the hope. That's what we should be focused on. Christ, the risen Savior, the one that holds eternity in his hands. He defeated death for us. He shed his precious blood for his saints that will place their faith in him and repent, turn from their sin, turn from the world and Hollywood, turn from your flesh and corruption, be born again by the Spirit of God. Strive to obey him with your life in holiness and obedience. And you got to endure in that faith till the end. Hey, that's the hope. There's nothing vain in the glory of God and the Son who's coming back again. Is that what you're set on? Don't be like the foolish Hollywood rich famous man. Waste your life on what is vain. Don't be like me. I spent a lot of my life wasting time, money, effort, talent, on what is vain. No, serve Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, John 4:24. Follow after him with all your heart. Lay down your life. Pick up your cross. Go after him. Cast off vanity. Cast off everything that vexes you in the spirit. And seek that which is eternal. Enter into the kingdom of God today. See what Christ has done. And look for his return in this wicked, corrupt world going into much darkness. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. Don't set your heart and mind on vanity. Repent and obey the gospel. Let me know how I can help you in that. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs. Pouring out for the saints. Traveling, preaching the gospel. The good news. You don't have to live in vanity and waste your life. You can have the hope of the risen Lord and Savior coming soon for his people, and everyone else will be cast out. The tares will be tossed in the fire and burned. That's judgment and hell. Don't be in the judgment and hell. Be in the life and light of Jesus Christ. We love you all. Let me know how I can help you. Till next time. May this glorious God and Savior be praised.